Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 29th, 2017. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight if you haven't made it already. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. Time is short. If you get the machine, leave your name, your number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number, 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, everything, anything about the ministry at prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com. Remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, live on YouTube and on some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. Another note, we do thank everybody that listens worldwide. We're not going to go into specifics. We're going to get right to your prayer because we have a very important guest tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not ours. And please give everyone out there ears in which they hear the truth, understand the truth. Father, please lift the veil from their eyes and bless this program tonight to bless you in your son's Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, tonight I'm excited to have back on with me a friend of 20 plus years. Well, he's older than 20 years. And we've known him for over 20 years. He's the founder of the Prophecy Club. Stan Johnson has memorized the book of Revelation. He's studied Bible prophecy for 40 years. He's been teaching it for 35 years. He's made 32 DVDs on it. He's the founder of the Prophecy Club and has hosted speaking tours for over 160 guest speakers over the last 22 years. These 160 speakers have made over 335 DVDs on Bible prophecy. Stan and Leslie, his wife, founded the Spirit of Prophecy Church in 1998 and currently pastor the Spirit of Prophecy Church in Plano, Texas. He's also the president and CEO of Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal is to find the prophesized oil in Israel. He introduced Dimitri Dudeman, whose message is that America is the mystery Babylon, and Stan's primary mission is to continue with that warning that, folks, is still relevant to this moment and beyond. He also introduced Hayseed Stevens, whose vision was to find oil in Israel, and Stan also continues in that vision. So Stan's on with us tonight. He's going to give you seven signs to spot the Antichrist early. So welcome back, Stan.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always great to hear your voice. But I'm really excited about this message, so I'm not going to fill it up with a lot of our chit-chat that we can do because we're such great friends. So please, tell us what this is all about.
Well, first of all, I began getting it laid on my heart that I needed to memorize the book of Revelation. Now, I have to tell you, I mean, I've made DVDs on it. I've taught it for years. But when I started memorizing it, I started seeing many things much, much deeper in the book than I'd ever seen before. A couple of verses I want to start with, because a lot of pastors are afraid of Revelation. So let me just say to the pastors, first of all, I love you. Leslie and I have been pastors since 1998. It is the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life, and I feel for every pastor out there. But these two verses are direction for the pastors. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Means that, yes, we should be teaching the book of Revelation in the churches, and how much more as we see the day approaching. Revelation 22:7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book, which is different from the way it says it in chapter 1, where it says, blessed is he that heareth and keepeth these things, because the time is at hand. Well, it says basically, if you hear it, you're blessed. Revelation 22:7 says you have to keep it. Now, what is keeping it? Well, I can tell you it's not a casual reading. It's not reading it once in our life. It's staying in tune with Revelation on a regular basis. So, yes, we need to know Revelation. All right, now, our topic today is spotting the Antichrist early. And I'm going to give you seven signs to help you spot him early. So, the first big question is, so why do we need to be able to spot the Antichrist early? I mean, everybody that has read Matthew 24 anyway, pretty much every Christian, is going to be able to spot him easily when he commits the abomination of desolation. Now, what's the abomination of desolation? Matthew 24. When you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, let him which be in Judea flee into the mountains. I believe that is 216 miles straight south down to the real Mount Sinai, where on the way... The devil is going to cast a flood out of his mouth, but the earth is going to help the woman and open up her mouth and swallow up the flood. And after that, the woman means the overcomers, the ones that do not do what the Antichrist says and worship him, but instead, when they see the abomination of desolation, they run south. On the way down, they are protected for a time, times and half a time, or 1260 days, or 33 and a half years, or 42 months, however you want to cut it. And if you want to know where the place is to survive the tribulation, it's going to be in Jerusalem. And when you see the abomination of desolation, you run south to Mount Sinai. That's the real place. Now, let me go on, though. He says, "But for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Well, what is the thing that causes the great tribulation? Why is it that this is the hardest time ever, ever, ever? The answer is because this is when Michael and his angels fight against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was a place found any more in heaven for them. And the devil, that old Satan, called the devil, was cast out into the earth that deceiveth the whole world. Him and his angels were cast out with him. And that's when great tribulation comes to the world, because that's when he knoweth that he hath but a short time, and when he sees he's cast to the earth. All right, now let's go back to the point. And that's when everybody sees it. Everybody recognizes that's the Antichrist when he sits on the Ark of the Covenant, which is a golden-covered chair. It is a throne of the throne of God. It's called the Ark of the Covenant. When you see the Antichrist sit on there, say, "I'm God," just like 2 Thessalonians. Let's go there. Chapter 2, verse 1, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ," means here's how you can watch for Jesus to come, "and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind," means he's not coming until you see these signs. "Do not be shaken in mind, neither be troubled, either by the Spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand." Don't look for him until you see these signs. "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day," means the day that Jesus returns, "shall not come except," or we would say today, "until there is a falling away." Now, the pre-tribbers say, "Oh, no, 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 no. That's not a falling away. That's a catching away. That's a catching away." Sorry. Hebrew word, or the Greek word there, is apostasia, which means a defection from the truth. I think everybody agree we have seen America fall away from the truth over the last 50 to 70 years, but soon to get much worse. "A great falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Now, when he says man of sin, obviously, that's the dragon, the devil, and Satan. And it says the son of perdition. Son of perdition means he is sent to hell. Eventually, that's where he's going to go, to the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Now, this next, and one of the things I've learned when I was memorizing Revelation, God began to really, like, speak to my heart. And he says, Stan, look at my word. Now, I didn't hear any voice, okay? And I'm not one of these people that thinks God tells him to go get a hamburger and talking to him all day long, okay? But he begins to speak to my heart and says, look at what I wrote. Look at what I wrote. And go by what I actually wrote. What am I actually saying? Look at it. Look deep into it. What am I saying? So let me take a couple of these words and dig into them, because this is real important stuff. Now, why is it that you need to spot the Antichrist so quickly? Because if you don't, you could lose your salvation. Now, I'm going to explain that more in detail here in just a second. Anyway, so who opposes? So this guy, this Antichrist, he's going to oppose, and it goes on to say, and exalt himself above all that is called God or is worshipped, so that he as God, hear those words, he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, I went to, and I Googled Ark of the Covenant, and I pulled up like 120 pictures. I talked about this in our church. I showed all the congregation. I said, now, out of all of those pictures, how many of those Arks of the Covenant pictures can you set on? And out of 120 pictures, only one you could set on. Most of them have these funky birds up on top of it with wings. It's no way. It's a chair. It is the throne of God. That's what it is. And out of 120 pictures, only one of them you can even set on. That's the guy. Okay, so what is in the Holy of Holies? Answer, Ark of the Covenant, the throne of God. So here, let me summarize verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's what Lucifer wants more than anything else. He wants the worship that God gets. And he is willing to threaten people's lives and take their lives if he didn't get it. Whereas God, he wants it freely. All right, so that's when everybody can spot it. Easy. Hey, okay, he sits on the Ark of the Covenant, says, I'm God. Everybody's going to point and say, yep, that's him. All right, now, why do we need to spot him early? 2 Thessalonians 2:7 says that there is a strong delusion coming. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who letteth. Now, complicated, but that really means restrains. Matter of fact, let me just skip that part. Even him whose lying is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they love not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God will send them a strong delusion, that they should believe about a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Here's the way we say that. Because they didn't receive the love of the truth, because they didn't receive Jesus, they wouldn't receive that. So he's going to send them, God is going to send them another choice. And that choice is the Antichrist. Now, you may be saying, oh, I'd spot him easy. Well, wait a minute. Matthew 24, verse 24, there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and show great signs and wonders. So when someone pops up and saying, I'm God, or this is God, showing signs and wonders, be very, very, very skeptical. That's what the devil is going to use to trick and deceive many. And think about being deceived is you don't know you're deceived. The person that is being deceived doesn't realize he's deceived, in so much that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. In other words, this deception is going to be so big and so good if you don't already know Jesus. And I mean know Jesus not with a casual prayer, but I mean with the testimony. If you don't know him, then you're probably going to fall into the deception, lose your salvation, fall away, and not make it to heaven. Okay, so let's talk about these seven signs. So you can spot the Antichrist early, so you can warn your friends. And by the way, when some of this starts happening, all these people that wouldn't listen to you about Jesus, wouldn't listen to you about the Bible. Oh, the Bible is just a bunch of fairy tales. Well, if this Jesus is real, then how come he doesn't show himself? And all kinds of rubbish like that. But see, when these prophecies start taking place, when they start coming to pass, it's going to be soul-winning time, brothers. It's going to be time we can pop that Bible open and say, let me show you. There's stuff on TV. Here it is, right here in the Bible. This was written about 2,000 years ago. Now, let me start. First sign. The first sign you look for to spot the Antichrist is world government. He ain't coming till there's a world government. Not gonna happen. So that's the first sign. You watch. When there's a world government, that's when he comes. Now, I'm not going to go into much detail. I'm just going to read one scripture on that. Revelation 13 starts with verse 1. I stood upon the sand of the sea. I saw a beast, that's a world government, rise up out of the sea. The sea is people, nations, languages, and tongues, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head is the name of blasphemy. Now, here's what that means. I saw a world government rise up out of the people on seven continents, which they have divided into ten global regions. Each global region has a leader, and that leader has a crown, and he blasphemes God. Now, if you want to spot the Antichrist, you've got to understand that. You got it? World government, seven continents, divided into ten global regions. Each global region has a leader with a crown. He's wearing a crown. And they blaspheme God. All right, now, as a little bit further, and the beast which thou sawest was likened to a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. The leopard is the Muslims. The bear is the Russian bear. And as the mouth of the lion, that's the English lion, and the dragon gave him his power seat and great authority. So what is this whole world government backed by and started by? Answer, the devil. Okay, second sign. Deadly wound healed. Remember that. Deadly wound healed. Second sign, deadly wound healed. Revelation 13:3. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, question. Did it say that he was wounded in the head? Answer, no. Please, again, look at the scriptures. Listen to what it's saying. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. Did it say he was wounded in the head? No. So don't necessarily wait till some leader is wounded in the head. What it's saying is one of those 10 global region leaders, one of those leaders will be wounded. Now, did it say he was shot with a bullet? No. Did it say he was wounded with a sword? Well, later on in Revelation 13, it says who had a wound by a sword and did live. So it could be a sword, but don't necessarily expect it to be a sword. Because there's other cases in the Bible where the Bible's talking about a sword, and it's referring to a modern missile. So don't get hung up and miss it by looking for the wrong thing. What we're looking for is one of these 10 world leaders, okay, that has a deadly wound. And the reason all the world wondered after the beast, my guess, my opinion is, all the world saw this one of these 10 global region leaders, what the whole world saw it, probably on TV, saw him get wounded. And everybody expects this guy to die. But his deadly wound was healed. And you got to get this. This is really, look, you miss this, and you can miss a lot of soul winning, but if you miss it, you could, in some of the things I'm about to say, you could lose your salvation. If you better listen. I'm telling you, it's real serious stuff, okay?
Amen. It's real serious, Stan. Real serious.
It's real serious. This is your life. Your eternal life depends upon how you're hearing what I'm saying here tonight. Okay, so we're saying watch for the 10 global leaders. One of those leaders, watch for him to get a deadly wound that heals. Now, that's not enough. Okay, there's more points to it. And they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who's liking the beast? Who's able to make war with him? Meaning, who can make war with a guy that can be healed? Who can make war with a guy that can't be killed? Who can make war with a guy that can come back from the dead? Well, see, this is the guy, the beast is the guy that ascended out of the bottomless pit. He's already been dead once. He's already come back to life once. This is just another time. So, as Christians, we're not going to be impressed. We're going to say, so, but I tell you what we are going to do. We're going to say, kids, come here. See that? Look at the TV. See that guy right there? See him? That's the man. That, look at him. Look at him. Remember that face. That's the man. There he is. We've been waiting for him for 2,000 years. Bible talks about him. That's him. Look at him. That's the Antichrist. You stay away from that guy. Do not take his mark. And I'm going to get into that here in just a second. Stay away from him. See, we're going to use that for soul winning like unbelievable. All right, now, that's the second sign. Got it? Second sign, deadly wound healed. One of the 10 regional, global regions, one of those 10 leaders will be wounded, have a deadly wound, but it will be healed. Third sign, mouth speaking against Christ. Let's go on, Revelation 13. And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Hear what it said. Mouth speaking. There was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Now, what's a blasphemy? It's saying bad things about somebody. Okay? It's specifically attacking God. Mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power is given to him to continue 42 months. Now, that's actually not going to be hard to spot, because I think Jesus is not letting anybody speak out bad against him right now. Now, yeah, I know Hollywood uses his name as a cuss word, but nobody is really speaking bad against Jesus. You don't hear anybody anyplace stand up and talk bad directly against Jesus. It doesn't happen. I mean, I've been on the radio talking bad against Muslims and stuff like that, but Jesus does not let anybody talk bad about him. But this guy, Jesus is going to allow him to continue 42 months. Now let's go on. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. It even tells you what he's going to say. He blasphemes God, blasphemes his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. What do you mean, dwell in heaven? Probably like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, those Old Testament prophets. Anybody that has gone on to heaven, he's going to have their name, man. He's going to be calling it probably by name. And he's going to be saying all kinds of bad things against God, against Jesus, against Jehovah, all of that. So that's the big thing you watch for. Now, let's go on. It was given him to make war with the saints. Now, that's probably also a military war, but what kind of war is it really? He just said a mouth speaking. In another place he said, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy. So his war with the saints is a verbal war. He opened his...
Let's interrupt for a moment. We've got a minute before break, and we would love for you to tell everybody where they can find the Prophecy Club, because you have lots of great information in your own radio program they really need to know. So tell them where to find the Prophecy Club, and we'll come back in 3 minutes.
ProphecyClub.com. ProphecyClub.com. ProphecyClub.com.
Folks, go over there and check it out. He's got lots of great information that you need. And he's being pretty amazing with some new revelations since he's memorized the book of Revelation. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Dan will be right back.
Back, folks. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to the Science Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Remember, folks, support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us, men, women, children from all walks of life. But pray about this also. We're still recovering from the storm that knocked us out 2 weeks ago. It damaged about everything. It happened at the 7 p.m. program, so we've missed 3 live programs since then. So if you missed us, I missed you too. Anyway, if you listened to our first program tonight, if you missed it, go to the radio archives, because it told all about this in detail. Basics, we're still trying to raise $2,000 to cover what was damaged in here that we still need. Okay, and yeah, we started our 18th year at the Wichita Mission Church on June 1st. Fourth of July is next week. I pray you folks celebrate it with many flags, one to drive the left nuts, and to thank the fodder for sending us President Trump. That'll give us a little while. And, of course, it's my birthday. I'm going to be 62. But I'm in great shape because the fodder has worked for me, and he gave me a wife that's 7 years younger than me and many grandchildren to keep me going. So, and he gave me you to minister to. So pray about it. Remember to support those. We need support from those of you who listen to radio. Radio supports the Wichita Mission Church. Anyway, remember, we're the last hope for so many, and we're all responsible to care one for another. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from your heart. You can donate online or mail check or money order. And now we are back with Stan Johnson, and we're in this really good program about seven signs to know the Antichrist early. Back with you, Stan.
Let me just say, one of the things that I have found acutely aware in memorizing the book of Revelation, where it says, "I will give to every man according to his works shall be." I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And every man was judged out of those things written in the books according to their works. So every one of us will have to answer for the things that we did in our body. Luke 14:12 shakes me. It shakes me to make certain that I'm awake, that I'm ready to serve. Then said he also to him that bade him, "When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again." In other words, lest they do something nice for you, and recompense be made thee. But when thou make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. Thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. See, brothers and sisters, this life is but a vapor. This life is going to be gone. When you give to Pastor Dan, you're not giving to a pastor. You're giving to the homeless. You're giving to the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. And they can't repay you. When you give to him, Jesus will repay you. Guaranteed. And I know Dan. I've known Dan over 20 years. Good man. Call to the Lord. You want a good place to know your dime is spent well? You send him big donation. Somebody can send that $2,000 donation right now tonight. Go ahead. You can do it. Look, when you get before the Father, you want to be able to remember the things that you did in your body, small and great, standing before God. Amen? Okay. All right. So, seven signs leading to the early spotting of the Antichrist. Refreshing. First one, got to look for world government. Second sign, deadly wound healed. Third sign, mouth speaking against Christ. Let's continue there. Now, we're in Revelation 13. We said mouth speaking great things. So this Antichrist, you're going to spot him. I think you're going to spot him easy if you know this. He is going to be talking bad about Jesus, bad about God, bad about Christianity, bad about the Bible, the tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. We've never seen anybody spew so much evil filth about Jesus and God out of his mouth. And here's the thing. He's going to be good at it. No, this is not going to be offensive. This is going to be really good. You got to understand, this guy's good. He's been tricking people like me and you for almost 6,000 years. He's good. He's the best, okay? It was given him to make war with the saints, and that's the war. It's a verbal war to overcome them. Did you hear that? To overcome them. He will overcome the saints, and power is given him over all. How much is all? All kindreds, tongues, and nations. Yeah, I don't know of a better way to say everybody breathing, blocking sunshine. In other words, everybody, he's going to be given power over all kindreds, tongues, and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. And I'm glad this next phrase is there, whose names are not written in the book of life from the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Means that everybody breathing, everybody blocking sunshine will worship him whose names are not written in the book of life. That means if we're going to stay saved, we got to know. We got to be able to spot this guy. We got to be able to say, that's him. Now, let me just tell you, when you spot him, that's when the test really begins. Listen to this. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. Okay, so when we see the deadly wound, okay? Now look at, listen, this is real important. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. When we see this cat for the first time, our mouth's going to drop open. Ken Peters, in his DVD that he made for Prophecy Club in the year 2000 called I Saw the Tribulation, said in this dream he had 25 years before when he was called to be a prophet, he said he saw lived through the first 3.5 years of tribulation. He saw the Antichrist. He said he's the most beautiful man he'd ever seen, most handsome man he'd ever seen in his life, had olive-colored skin. Amazing. I'm telling you, when people see this guy, their mouth is going to fall open. Everybody's going to be talking about him. He's going to be really good, really handsome, smart. He's going to be everything the flesh likes. And they worship the dragon who gave power to the beast. They worship the beast. Says, who's like him? He's the greatest we've ever seen. Let's go on, Revelation 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, talking with me, saying, come hither. I'll show you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. I'd love to teach on that. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. I saw a woman set upon a scarlet-colored beast, that's world government, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads, here's your seven continents again, and 10 horns, divided into 10 global regions. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. I believe this to be Catholics, the Catholic Church, but I'm not beating up on the Catholics. I've met a lot of good Catholics out there, so I'm not a Catholic beater. And I might also add, I've also met some Protestants that have a long way to go. So we're all working on it. Okay, so purple and scarlet, decked with gold, precious stones, pearls, having golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Now, I say all that to get this next thing. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery. Now, why does it say Mystery? It says Mystery because God's saying, I'm not going to tell you the exact name of this nation. And the reason is because our founding fathers were pretty much Christians. If he had put the United States of America in the next verse here, we would have never called our nation the United States of America. So he says Mystery. It means I'm not going to tell you the name. Then it says Babylon. What does Babylon mean? Babylon means confusion. Do you know any nation that is confused about whose God is God? What nation is letting anybody in? And very adamant, oh, well, we wouldn't want to have a Muslim ban. We wouldn't want to upset the Muslims coming into our country, would we? Mystery. Babylon the Great. Who is the guy that just ran for president that had red hats that said, make America great again? See, I think Donald Trump, I love Donald Trump, but I think he hung the name the Great on America. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. That means our nation is the nation that caused many other nations to fall away. And that's a whole other talk which we don't have time to go into. An abomination to the earth. Now, this next verse, I read all of that to get to this next verse. I saw the woman. That's the Catholic Church, i.e., let's put it this way, right in the Catholic Church, let's say church leadership, global church leadership. I saw the woman, drunken with the blood of saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered. There's that word again. That's the word you got to remember. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now the angel rebukes John the Revelator. He's on the Isle of Patmos. He just got burned. He was boiled in oil, says Fox's Book of Martyrs. He was so ugly, they couldn't kill him. So ugly, when they pulled him out, they abandoned the Isle of Patmos where he died. Never left that island. So he says, wherefore did thou marvel? This is the angel rebuking him. Wherefore didst thou marvel? I'll tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which has seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was, no, listen to this. This is real important. The beast that thou sawest was, that means in 96 A.D., he was dead. He was once alive, but in 96 A.D., when John was spoken this to, he was not alive. He was and is not, meaning in 96 A.D., he's not alive. But he shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. What's in the bottomless pit? Departed souls. So this is a guy that used to be alive, and he will come out of the bottomless pit, and going to perdition means that eventually he will be cast into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. And they that dwell, listen to this, listen, this is real important. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. That means when we see this guy, he's going to be awesome. I mean, most people are not going to say, oh, that's the Antichrist. No. They're going to leave this and say, oh, isn't he good? I mean, all the women are going to love him. He's the most handsome guy I've ever seen in my life. He's going to talk wonderfully. He's going to have words and say. People are going to be marveled by this. Now let's go to what Daniel says about him. Now, again, you got that? All right. The first sign is world government. Second sign, deadly wound healed. Third sign, mouth speaking against Christ. Fourth sign, watch for the wonder. When you see people impressed with this guy, unbelievably impressed with him, when you see that, get really scared. Fifth sign, his appearance. Daniel 7:20 says, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Daniel 8:23 says, he's a king of fierce countenance. Means that he looks different. Now, my suspicion is that the reason he looks different is because he is different. He does not have the same genetic makeup that you and I do. We are sons of God. It means that our genetics are of God, okay? We were made in his image. But this guy is not. Daniel 2:43 says they shall mingle their seed with the seed of men. Now, since we know that the devil does everything in reverse of what Jesus does, since Jesus genetically was half God, half Mary, okay? The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. That means genetically, where you and I have 46 chromosomes, 23 from the mother, 23 from the father, and then an X or a Y making male or female. This guy doesn't. See, Jesus had 23 from Mary, but when Ron Wyatt found his blood on the side of the Ark of the Covenant, he had it reconstituted where they had distilled water to it. He said the somatids in the blood were still alive. He says that the blood is still alive. It's over 2,000 years old. It's still alive. And the point is, when they had it analyzed, it only had one set of chromosomes. Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? But see, this guy, he's going to only have one set of chromosomes, too. He is going to be unbelievably good-looking, brilliant. He will have a different look. So the fifth sign is, watch for a guy that has different appearance. Sixth sign. Now, this is about to shock you. I'm going to tell you right up front, you don't even understand the mark of the beast. I didn't, and I taught it. Revelation 13:16. Okay, here's the part we understand. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or in the foreheads. Okay, yeah, we got it. No big deal. We knew. Mark, right hand, forehead. Yep, okay, we spot wrong. Now let's go to Revelation 15:2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And then they'd gotten victory. Now listen to this. Over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not just a mark in the right hand, brothers and sisters. Did you catch that? Watch again. Victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. Stand on the sea of glass, having harps of God, and goes into other things. But now, further confirmation, let's jump to Revelation 20, verse 4. And it says, I saw the souls that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now, here's the big shaker. Can you lose your salvation and not receive the mark of the beast? Absolutely. You can worship the beast. What does that mean? Hey, it might mean just moving your lips. It might mean bowing your head, but for sure it'll be bending your knee. Are you saying that the Bible teaches that we don't necessarily have to take a mark to get the bad things that are given to those people that are, let me give you the punishment. This is the punishment for everybody who receives the mark of the beast. Revelation 14:9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and by the way, I think this angel flies through the air. I think every ear on earth hears this. All languages, everybody hears this warning. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark on the forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, means it's not cut in any way. It's really tough, without mixture into the cup as his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of the torment, oh, how long are they tormented for? Ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now, if that's not scary enough, this next verse is even scarier. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. What does that mean? Well, see, you and I, when I say have patience, well, in our vernacular today, that means, oh, somebody pulls over and cuts you off in traffic. Well, that means don't get mad. See, in our society today, patience means don't get angry, don't get upset. Don't, you know, sit back, don't say anything. But in Revelation, that's not what patience means. It means don't quit. It means don't give up. Don't turn away. Don't leave Jesus. He's given us a warning, brothers and sisters. We better listen to a warning that if you don't have your eyes open, your ears on, you'll fall away. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. He's saying, you best listen. Now, let's go back to what we're talking about here. He says, if you've worshipped the beast, you can lose your salvation. If you worship his image, you lose your salvation. Now, yes, part of it is a mark on the forehead or the hand. But there's four things you got to get victory over. You can't worship the beast. You can't worship his image. That might mean just raising your hands. That might mean moving your lips, bowing your head, or bending your knee. You might not get, are you hearing me? You might not have to take a mark. That's what it says. I'll read it again. I didn't write the stuff. For the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark in their foreheads and their hands, means we have to be aware not to have anything to do with this guy. Now let's go on to 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, who opposes his all himself against all that is called God, or that worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So, let's go back through the seven signs. First sign is world government. Second sign is deadly wound healed. Third sign, mouth speaking great things. Fourth sign, wonder. Everybody's mouth is going to drop open. This guy's going to look good. He's going to sound good. And everybody's going to be impressed. But we're not, okay? Man, fifth sign, his appearance. Look more stout than he said. He's going to look good. Fifth sign's his appearance. Sixth sign, mark of the beast might not just be the mark of the beast. Means we don't worship him. We don't worship the beast, his image. We do not receive his mark in our forehead or our hands. And the seventh sign, the sign that everybody can spot, when the guy sits on the Ark of the Covenant and says, I'm God. Okay, at that point, everybody's going to know. Now, let me summarize. Some of the things that Daniel, now all this up to this point I've been talking about is mostly Revelation. I think the Antichrist is going to be a resurrected Nebuchadnezzar. I think he will possess the body of the Antichrist. His deadly wound will be healed. All the world wondered after the beast. He's going to be the fourth from the third. Take a while to explain that. Or the eighth from seven. Take a while to explain that. One of the heads of the beast from the sea. Heads of the fourth beast. He is the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit. I believe he'll be the 12th imam. The Muslims call him the Mahdi. He'll be powered and strengthened by the great red dragon, but ultimately he'll be cast into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone where the dragon and the false prophet are. Now, let me finish telling you the punishment for receiving the mark of the beast. Revelation 16:2. We're almost done. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast. So, anybody take that mark of the beast? Not only do you get a noisome and grievous sore, but also you're tormented with fire and brimstone forever and ever. So, summary. First thing to watch for is world government. Now, when do I think that's going to come? I think we're going to get world government. Oh, how do I say this? After America falls, when America falls, the beast that's going to rise up out of the sea is going to be the world government, in my opinion. So when you see America fall, next thing is coming world government. When's America going to fall? I think we got 2, 3, 5, maybe 10 years. 10 years is probably longer than we really have. Anyway, so the first thing we watch for, seven signs of the Antichrist, world government is in place. His deadly wound was healed. Third, a mouth speaking great things. Fourth, wonders, signs, lying wonders. Fifth, he's going to look good. He'll have a stout appearance, fierce countenance. His appearance is going to be different. Sixth, he's going to offer not just a mark, he's going to also require people to worship his image, his name, and his number. And by the way, his name is a number, and his number is a name. Seventh one is when he commits the abomination of desolation. Back to you, Pastor Dan.
Back. Oh, we're done. Stan, that was just wonderful. You know what? I heard you went, woo. I was telling my producer that, you know, you're used to talking for like what? A normal Prophecy Club segment is what, 2 1.5 hour segments or something like that?
Well, the DVD is typically 2.5 hours, but yeah, I mean, our radio program that I do is 30 minutes a day, and I got to do that every day. But let me just say, the reason I'm talking so fast because I'm under such anointing, and I've memorized this. I've noticed when I memorize it, I can say it so much faster than anybody can read it. I mean, I can flat say it out fast. You know, I saw a beast rise up out of the sea having 7 heads and 10 horns. I mean, I can quote the whole chapter really, really fast. So it's the anointing, the excitement of being able to bring the warning.
Well, amen. And there's such a blessing in just hearing Revelation, let alone memorizing it like that. That's a real blessing. And didn't you pull out from this, though? You pulled out a lot of other things, did you not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Do we have the time for me to tell you?
3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be eventually putting this into a DVD, which I'm going to be. Well, actually, what I talked about tonight is probably not going to be in that DVD, but I'm going to be making a DVD called Revelations on Revelation, because as I went through memorizing the Book of Revelation, I've actually had many revelations where all of a sudden I see things that are I've never seen before. I mean, I've read the same scriptures, but I see deeper in it. Like, for example, who are the two witnesses? I can tell you, and it's in Revelation. The star, the morning star. What is the morning star? Oh, that is an awesome one. Let me pull my notes up here.
Well, it's just great. Yeah, and so did you receive an unction to do it, or what caused you to decide to memorize the Book of Revelation?
It just kept coming to me that I needed to memorize the Book of Revelation, and actually the story on that is I didn't think I could do it. And so I memorized Psalm 23, and I thought, well, okay, hey, man, I did that. All right, let's try another. But then I memorized Psalm 91, and I thought, okay, well, hey, if I can memorize a whole chapter, I guess that's a whole chapter. Maybe I can do more, and it kept coming to me and memorize the Book of Revelation, so I started on it. I didn't even think I could really do it, so I didn't start on verse 1, chapter 1. I started about verse 8. Okay, here's the topics. What's the purpose of Revelation? How to spot the Antichrist? America and the Bible? What does a person have to do with the blessing of Revelation? In other words, how do we get it? Who's in the first resurrection? Is God Jesus? Is he right-handed or left-handed? Also, who sends people to hell, God or Jesus? What did the Nicolaitans do that Jesus hated?
Wow. You've got quite a list there. And most of that, except for what you talked about tonight, is going to be in that new DVD, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see the DVD. Those are really interesting. Well, we've come to the end of our hour. I really appreciate you being on with me, old friend, and we'll, of course, we'll always be in touch. Prophecyhour.com, that's mine. What's yours?
Prophecy Club. But be sure and spell prophecy with a C. Prophecyclub.com. Prophecyclub.com.
Yeah, amen. Thanks for being on, Stan, and we'll have you a link to your site. Be
and
blessed.
You guys send Dan some help. God will bless you for it.
All right. Well, thanks for being on. I love you, Stan. Yeah. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that was Stan Johnson, founder of the Prophecy Club, and he just, he's, I think, a year older than me, and he just memorized the Book of Revelation. So there's hope for us old people. I'm not old. Anyway, folks, really, get to know Yeshua, That's the number one. Serve him. That's what we are called to do, is to serve our Father, to bless our Father. It isn't that we're supposed to receive such blessing, which is, yeah, we do. But, I mean, we really ought to get up in the morning with the thought, how can we bless the Father and his Son, Yeshua? Amen. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. But we must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, 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 always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Word even calls us to do that. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Yeshua to return, because there will never be any peace until he does return. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.